All right, welcome to the very first episode of Ask the Water Polo Goalie. For those who don't know who I am, I'm Glenn Bush. I'm an assistant coach for the UCSD men's water polo team. I was a goalie back there in the day. I also run the website, thewaterpologoalie.com, and the YouTube channel of the same name. And I guess now I run this podcast too. The idea for this podcast came to me a couple months ago. I was busy studying for the level 3 CFA test that was supposed to happen this June. But now with the coronavirus pandemic, that test has been pushed back and I'm stuck at home with nothing but time on my hands. So why not start it now? What I plan on doing with this podcast is answering the most common questions I get from players, parents, and other coaches. I'll also try and answer questions I see on the Reddit water polo forum about being a goalie. I'll probably answer only one or two questions per episode, given the time. Now, if you have a question you would like me to answer, you can send me an email or record your question using the link in the show description. My email address is in the show description too. The first question is the question I had for my own college goalies. How to keep them in shape during the pandemic, how to work on their skills when we can't get in the pool and practice or meet face to face. Right now, we should be in the water with full practices going on. This is a time for our returners to start finding their new roles, expanding their existing roles, and for new leadership to step up. And if you're in high school, you would be with your local club practicing a couple times a week and probably playing a 3-game tournament on Saturdays and gaining a lot of experience. But it is what it is. We must adapt. We can't get the physical reps in, so we must focus heavily on the mental reps. We, like other college teams, at least I hope every other college team, has game tape software. It's internet-based, and we can slice and dice the game tape any which way we can. Our staff has been having regular online game film sessions, and the players have homework assignments based on the game film, too. And so in this case, they are actively learning and engaging with that film. If you're in high school, you probably don't have this software. If you do have access to game film, especially against your conference opponents, then you can do some mental reps too. If you don't have access to film, see if your coach has it and can upload it to YouTube. They can make it private or unlisted, so just you and your teammates know the link and can see the video. If you're a coach, see if you can create a channel and upload game tape for your players so they can look at it during this time. Again, make it private or unlisted and just send out the link of the video to your players. YouTube is free, but you can do this with other online storage like Dropbox, Google Drive, etc. For those ones, you'll probably need to upgrade to a paid subscription just because game tape takes up a lot of storage space. And if you're a coach and you're putting those game tapes out there, give your players homework assignments with the game film. Get them actively involved with the game tape. Now, my suggestion for the goalies is to pull up the video on your opponents. Pull up the roster and see who is returning. Who are the returning leading scorers? I would watch them to see what they like to do to create their shots. Do they favor a specific move or shot? Do they favor a specific position? Do they like to shoot to one specific side? There are a lot of players out there that will always shoot a near side skip when they're on their strong side. They can go cross cage, but it is their least effective shot. And if you're looking at 2-meter men, what do they do? Are they looking to score or are they looking to draw a kick out? Most 2-meter men have one big power move that is their go-to move. So you're looking for that. What is it? Do they love backhands? Is that a concern? Can they backside turn? Are they explosive in 2 meters or are they a little bit slower, allowing for crashers to come and steal the ball? How good are their hands? Do they cough the ball up a lot? Do they, turn for a shot and just lose it and don't get an effective shot off? What you're doing here is for both field players and 2-meter men is you're looking for tendencies and you're looking for weaknesses. And then you need to come up with a game plan that will take away their strengths and force them to play their weaknesses. The other type of player that you're going to find on your conference opponents is, for lack of a better term, or just my favorite term, is you're looking to find the dork. Who do you want on the other team handling the ball, making all those decisions, or taking the shot late in the clock? How would you game plan to take away the best player and force a weaker player to do the heavy lifting? And it might be a couple players. It might be the dork is still a decent player, but he or she is the lesser of two evils. It could even be that you can read this player way better than someone else, or this player has a one-dimensional game and it's easy to anticipate. You know, back in my old career, sometimes I've even moved the ball to a shooter on his strong side just because I can read their shot every time versus another player on their weak side who is harder to read and is just a pure scorer. And a third thing you're looking for this game tape is coaches' tendencies. You know, good coaches adjust their offense to the talent and strengths that their team has. Mediocre and poor coaches, or just coaches starting out, force an offense on their players. So what type of offense do your opponents, that coach, do they like to run? What plays do you see consistently? Can you identify the names of the plays? Now, I'll give the rest of my tips after a brief message from the sponsor for this podcast. Second thing, you know, we got to move on from mental reps and to get some sort of physical work in. If you have a pool, that's perfect. You'll have issues maybe working on your lateral movement, but you can spend a lot of time in the water working on pure vertical leg strength. You can still do a lot of lunge work, but you'll just kind of be staying in one spot. And if you have a sibling or you have a parent that can get in with you to pass or throw tennis balls at you, that's great. Now, if you're lucky enough to have a big enough pool where you can set up a mock cage or a real cage and take shots, that's even better. And if you have the space and someone to shoot on you, I would take the time to work on specific shots, like only skip shots to the near side from the four spot. And you just hammer specific shots, ones that you're strong at, ones that you're weak at, and just work on those if you have the space and you have someone to shoot on you. If you don't have a pool, which is probably going to be a lot of you, do you have a neighbor or does a friend have a pool that you could work out a system that you can use their pool, but you're not having to interact with them or get close to anybody? You know, you want to follow the social distancing guidelines during this time, but you also don't want your legs to atrophy. Now, let's say you have no access to a pool. You can't set up a time at a friend's pool or a neighbor's pool. Then you need to find some other way to work out. Now, there are a ton of apps out there. Mad Bars has a bunch of body weight workouts. The Volt Athletic app has rolled out a bunch of home workout plans. I'll put links to these two in the description, but you can just Google best workout apps and you can find one that works for you. And if you're at home, do you have kettlebells or free weights? Same thing, maybe you're lucky enough to have your own weight room at home. If that's the case, then you should be in that weight room as much as possible. You have nothing but time and you should be getting strong during this lockdown. What else? Do you have jump ropes? Can you do hill sprints? Can you mix it up with long runs and sprints? Do you have a bike where you can go for long bike rides, where you can get your heart rate up? Maybe mountain biking, so you're doing some hills and other things to really vary the workout and vary the sprint versus the endurance. And also during this period, you don't want to forget about your mobility. You know, you want to find some good, deep hamstring and hip stretching routines. You can search YouTube or you can find another app that can take you through, you know, yoga routines or just some really good hamstring hip stretches. And the third thing is you should be doing a ton of dry land hand-eye coordination drills. Obviously, trying to describe these drills on a podcast is a waste of time. So I'll put links in the description to some YouTube clips that just have a ton of drills. There are so many options in these few videos that you'll have no trouble keeping yourself busy. I would suggest at least 15, 20 minutes every day doing hand-eye drills. I mean, in the perfect world, since you have all this time on your hands, you can squeeze in drills throughout the day to break up the monotony. The other thing I'll put in the description are links to reaction balls, both the cue ball and just the pure reaction ball, which looks like it was a model from chemistry class. And I'll also put a couple YouTube links with them so you can see what type of drills you can do with these balls. Again, these are tools that you can bust out whenever you're bored during this lockdown. So to recap, get the mental reps in. Hammer those hand-eye coordination drills. Find some way to stay in shape. If you have access to a pool, perfect. If you don't, you'll need to find decent substitutes. Improve your flexibility and mobility. And most importantly, stay safe. Follow the guidelines. And as I wrap up here, you know, let me know what you're doing to stay in shape and improve as a water polo goalie during this quarantine and lockdown period. Use my email address or the message link in the description to do that. And the same way, you know, send me your questions and I'll put them on a list to answer in future episodes. Until next time.